The gospel I read today is the familiar miracle of the loaves and fish. Some may be tempted to say, "Oh, I know that one," and tune out. Yet, if we stop and think as Jesus does, that everyone is precious to the Lord and that he wants to reach all and feed them with his grace, mercy, truth, and love, then we should see that Jesus is thinking in terms of those who need to be reached. He sees all as hungry, no matter how stubborn they are. It is a sad fact that many reject the food we in the church offer, and they may deny that they are hungry. But in the end, they are truly hungry. And Jesus is asking for our help in feeding them. As a result, we should accept the idea that this gospel contains a very personal appeal from the Lord's lips to our ears. Where can we buy enough food for them to eat? On several occasions, I cooked for 2 fifth-grade classes at my children's elementary school in New York. Another time, I assisted a chef and other firefighters when we cooked for the Borough of the Bronx in New York City for the celebration of firefighters who won medals for heroism. For me, cooking has been sort of a hobby. In doing so, there has always been plenty. When entertaining family, leftovers go out the door with them in Tupperware, aluminum foil, and Ziploc bags. Therefore, 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish would be a major crisis for me if I had to feed a multitude of 5,000 men plus women and children with them. But when Jesus asked his question, Philip quickly assesses the situation, does the math, and says, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little. Andrew presents a boy with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but as he does, reality hits him, and he adds, but what good are these among so many? Nowadays, my wife and I are enjoying being empty nesters. It also gives us the opportunity to sit out back and have dinner and engage in conversation. One evening, we discussed how she fed our family. I asked why she, on many occasions, only had a chicken wing or no pork chop, and my son and I had 2 and even shared a 3rd. Her reply surprised and confused me. She said she would hold back to make sure everyone had plenty to eat. And I thought I was providing sufficiently for my family. In John's gospel, the meager amount of food available does not stop Jesus. Instead, he tells the disciples to have the people sit down in groups so they can be ministered to. Then Jesus takes the bread, gives thanks for it, and then it is distributed among the crowd. He does the same with the fish until everyone has had as much as they wanted. When the people were fed and satisfied, the leftovers were collected, filling 12 baskets. No one, not the disciples, or the women, or the children, or my wife, if she was there, had to hold back. Today we cling to the worries of scarcity and inadequacy. When we receive our paycheck or allowance in whatever means it comes, we wonder how we will manage on its paltry amount. The same of the weary disciples, who could not see or believe or imagine beyond their resources. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Today, we as parents worry about our children, especially when they are young and impressionable. That is because they spend far more time with their peers, teachers, and others than with us. There are so many people influencing our children, and time is running out. What are we parents to do? We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Think of an adult child who takes care of an aging parent. The nursing home has called several times this month, and the boss and co-workers have all been understanding. But you only have so many sick days, and you only have so much energy. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Church leaders worry that the summer brings less envelopes in the collections because people are away and the summertime lowers the number of volunteers to do all the work that needs to be done. And some wonder how we can do more than we are already doing. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. Let us not forget the spouse who is desperately trying to make peace in a difficult marriage and who grows tired of being the only partner working at the relationship. How about the student who finds campus life and coursework so overwhelming that he can hardly cope any longer? Or the employee whose employer never has a kind word of encouragement? One cannot quit when there are no jobs out there. These are a few of the examples of when life seems larger than the resources we must deal with. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. How much can we do with that? Visualize this. Jesus has everyone sit, and they all have a picnic on the grass. It is like people sitting down and having a cup of tea or coffee, and an intimacy develops between them. We share stories, events in our lives, and often concerns that we may have. It frequently allows people to grow closer. Bonds of love and care are formed. For example, on the Sundays that we have donuts here at Resurrection, or the big breakfast Sundays presented by the Knights of Columbus, they are great opportunities to grow together, physically and spiritually. We can share insights on the homily preached. Jesus was all about creating communities of caring for the poor, the sick, the forgotten and forsaken. Jesus knew that in community, one's resources are quickly multiplied. Whether it be loaves and fish, a potluck meal, words of wisdom, or acts of caring and support, all one must do is come, sit, and enjoy a meal as the 5,000 did. What may seem at first like a small offering is multiplied and becomes a feast that feeds many. However, The first step is getting folks to offer their 5 loaves and 2 fish. People must step up, like the little boy, and say, "Here is what I have to offer. How can it be used?"